anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever.
All right, we come to page 7 in our morning revival series, day 3. And this morning we're going to be covering this title, Praying and Pray Reading. This is a very integral part or practice in our personal fellowship with the Lord, to learn how to pray and pray read by ourselves. We pray read a lot in our small groups and maybe in the larger meetings, and we pray in the prayer meeting corporately together. But our pray reading particularly, our pray reading personally is very different from the way we would pray read corporately. As we pray read corporately, we're mostly chewing on the word and digesting the word in small phrases together, and then even responding to each other. You know, you say, I am the living bread, and we all say, amen, right? We're pray reading something together. But when you're by yourself, there's no one to say amen. And it sounds kind of funny if you say it to yourself, you know. I am the living bread. Amen, Dennis. You know, like that's, it just doesn't seem kind of, that's not the way we would practice. So we have to learn how to pray read personally and by ourselves. And I mentioned a little bit of something yesterday. This is really to learn how to pray by the anointing. You may want to write that down. It's to learn how to pray by the anointing. On the one hand, you're pray reading alone. On the other hand, you're pray reading not alone, because you have an anointing, right? You have a compound, all-inclusive, consummated triune God in your spirit. And, you know, as the life-giving spirit in your spirit, as the anointing. So when we're pray reading and when we're praying, we're actually having fellowship with the Lord. That's the goal, that you want to contact the Lord and have fellowship with Him. And we want our prayer not simply to be our, we don't want to just pray our own desires and intentions. There's time to do that, you know, there are times when we need to pray for our school, for our education, for maybe this person we are burdened for our family. There's time to intercede on behalf of others. But our personal time in the morning is not for that. It is simply to have fellowship with the Lord. It's to behold His beauty, right? I think the first day we had that song, I rose up and I opened to my beloved. It's just to spend time in His presence. And there's a little message by Brother Nee that talks about this matter of prayer. And he mentions these two aspects. One is just the prayer for fellowship. The other is the prayer to intercede on behalf of others and to pray for things. But what we're talking about is just the prayer for fellowship. It's just the personal prayer. And many, many benefits to this kind of practice. You know, and that is that you can open up your heart to the Lord and He can meet your personal need, which He cannot do in a corporate prayer meeting. There's some personal things there that, you know, and He can meet your needs specifically. He knows just what you need today. And He can meet that need if you open to Him and learn how to have fellowship with Him in the morning. He can meet that specific need. You are going through something that I'm not going through right now. And she's going through something that we're not going through right now. And the Lord knows what every one of us is going through and what we need. And, you know, sometimes we need comfort because we're passing through a time of sorrow. Sometimes we need healing because we got wounded by something. You know, sometimes we just need joy because we're a little low. And we need to be joyful, you know. Many, many things, and the Lord knows. And in this personal time, this personal fellowship with the Lord, He can meet your specific need. Amen. So we and as I mentioned before, that this you have to learn by doing. You have to learn by practicing. And, you know, main problem, of course, as we mentioned before, is overcoming our wandering mind. And so this matter of prayer reading can be a big help. You just come to the Word. Now, when you pray read the Word personally, you don't have to finish the whole verse. When you touch something, a little phrase, what do we have here? As newborn babes is the first verse, right? 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes. You know, when I was with the Lord this morning, I'm prayer reading this verse, and I realized I'm too old to be a babe. I'm just, you know, I'm too old for this. Lord, I'm an old man. I'm not a babe. And the Lord said, this morning, just be a babe. Just come to be a babe. And that was very sweet, you know. The babe just longs for the milk. So I wasn't looking for any big revelation or anything like that. I just said, Lord, I just want some milk. How many of you like milk? You know, we love the milk of the Word. We just long for the milk of the Word, you know. And it was just very tender, you know. So in that little time with the Lord, I don't know how to describe it, but I wasn't old at all. I wasn't old. I just was a newborn babe. And we're all newborn babes. And we need to come to the Lord in that way. Just open and for whatever, you know. The babe doesn't know what they need. The mother just feeds the babe whatever he or she needs. And it's the same with the Lord. He just feeds us what we need. So we need to come to Him and open to Him. And it's very helpful then, many times, just to pray over the Word. That focuses you on something. Maybe you're not touched by that phrase, you know. Maybe you would be touched by that you may grow. And you're just burdened. You just feel like you're in the same place as last year. You don't feel you're growing. So you just pray, Lord, I want to grow. I just open to you. I want to grow. Oh, grow in me, Lord. And that's the phrase that touches you. You just pray by that sense, that anointing within, and let the Word, my point is to let the Word spark the fire, the prayer. Let the Word be the impetus. Don't come with a, you know, list of things to pray for. That's later. You can do that later. But when you first come to the Lord in the morning, don't come with any agenda. Just open, and let the Word, focus on the Word, and let the Word spark something. We had a question. Someone was asking, you know, they've been trying to practice this, and they do pray read the verses and maybe spend 15 or 20 minutes, and, you know, they've been going through, and many times they don't feel anything. And their question was, you know, what's wrong? Am I doing something? You know, and I should be feeling something. Well, this is a very good question, because I think we all experience this. Sometimes you come to the Lord, you're touched by this verse, you start to pray, and you're just full of joy, and you're just so happy, and you leave your time with the Lord just like rejoicing, you know. But that doesn't happen every day. And Brother Lee often likens it to breakfast. You know, this morning we had, I think I've told some of you this, we've never had scrambled eggs at Penuel that I know of until the first day of this training. Praise the Lord. That He broke through the kitchen staff. And instead of boiling eggs, they actually cracked them and scrambled them up, and they were delicious, right? You know. And sausage, I don't get sausage at home. My son gets the sausage. you know. So, you know, sometimes you get scrambled eggs, and we had bagels and cream cheese. And you get this, you know. But sometimes breakfast is just cornflakes. It's just Cheerios or maybe oatmeal with no brown sugar and raisins. It's just plain. It's just simple, you know. But still, it's nourishing. It still is nourishing. It feeds you. It's what you need. But it's not bacon, eggs, and, you know, it's not something so special or so big. Sometimes it's just Cheerios. But we still need it. So you know, this is one example Brother Lee gave. And another thing that I felt in my experience when I went through this kind of a thing is that, you know, peace is really the fellowship. When you're having fellowship with the Lord, you are just at peace. And peace is not a high feeling. It's not a, you know, like, wow, I really, you know, touch the Lord. It's just peace. It's the opposite of anxiety or turmoil or, you know, maybe you're sorrowful, but when you touch the Lord, you just have the peace. You know, there was, you know, sometimes we go through things. Maybe one of our friends or a relative or something, you know, passes through some very difficult thing, and or our relationship gets frustrated and whatever, and you're just in pain over this situation. But you may come to the Lord, and when you touch Him, it's not like you're on, you know, the high mountain, but you just have peace. And that anxiety is gone. And that concern, that stress is gone. Peace is good. Don't belittle the peace. That's okay. You may not have a lot of feeling, but as long as you have the peace, that's the Lord's presence. And that's what we're after. We just want to touch the Lord and contact Him and be at peace with Him. So don't be too introspective about these things. Just practice. Just practice every day. I remember when I first practiced, Brother Benson said something that helped me a lot. He said, you know, I practice morning revival 7 days a week, he said. But I only feel like I really break through maybe 2 or 3 days a week. What an encouragement that was to me. If Benson only says that he breaks through, then I'm doing okay, you know. I'm not that bad. I thought 2 days a week, I'm a big failure, you know. But those 2 or 3 days, I think, are those days you really feel, you know, you really sense something broke through and whatever. I think the other days, just peace. But if you don't practice 7 days, you're not going to get the 2 or 3 days that, you know, you got to develop this kind of a habit to be with the Lord. I think this portion is very good, so I just want to, before we break, read this first paragraph. Let's read this first paragraph together. We want to have fellowship concerning enjoying Christ in an intimate way. We should not exercise our mind to compose a prayer. Instead, we must learn to pray with broken sentences. Isn't this odd? Learn to pray with broken sentences and phrases. When I read this, I thought, what's he talking about, you know? But the point is, don't be formal. And don't try to, you know, have the best grammar. Don't worry about it. Just contact the Lord. Let's go on. When we are speaking intimately to those who are close to us, we do not compose something in a formal way. This kills our spirit and helps us exercise. We must learn to pray in a spontaneous way with terms, phrases,
without any formal composition.
I think Brother Lee's point here is don't think about it so much. Don't, you know, try to compose something and, you know, make sure that everything is right and the formal. No, just contact the Lord. Let's go on. We learn to be spontaneous with the Lord. As we are reading, we are praying. Our praying and reading
are mingled together. This is the way to deal with the Word in order to enjoy Christ.
Amen. So just practice this way. A little phrase, a little, even a word sometimes. You could spend 15 or 20 minutes on just a word, two words, if it touches you that way. Now, the hymn listed is 881, which probably some of you don't know. And so I would suggest we use hymn 811 this morning. That's, feed me, Lord Jesus, give me to drink, right? Fill all my hunger, quench all my thirst. I think most of us know that one. We use that one. Now, 881, for those of you who may know it, you may want to use it. It's actually a hymn in the spiritual warfare section. We rest on Thee, our shield and our defender. We go not forth alone against the foe. Strong in thy strength, safe in thy keeping tender, we rest on thee, and in thy name we go. So there is something tender in this, you know, strong in thy strength, but safe in thy keeping tender. It's okay. If you want to use that, it's no problem. Any hymn would be fine, but anyway, you have some options here. All right, so let's go and spend our time, and I don't know, brothers, do we want to have them come back this morning to share something? I think this morning we want to give you the whole time, and we won't come back. So you have a half an hour. You have half an hour. Again, if you run out after 20 minutes or you don't have anything, then just read your Bible or read your ministry material. Just spend that time with the Lord. And then we break at 9 o'clock and come back here at 9:15. I think we need more instruction.